titles, one word, distractions. Distractions have been around since the creation of mankind. In today's climate, we certainly see many distractions that, if we let them, can distract us from the knowledge that we have of God's ultimate plan for mankind. And it can also detract us from the behavior that we need to follow as Christians. That is, to walk as Christ walked. As already stated, distractions to mankind has been around since Adam and Eve and since the Garden of Eden. Satan used a distraction to Eve's mind, and Adam went right along with it. So the ultimate master of distractions is Satan. And in his distractions, there is always deceit. That he is the ultimate distractor is evident because Scripture tells us that he is the prince of the power of the air. We've come to understand that means he can broadcast to our minds his negative ways. And in Revelation, it tells us that he deceives the whole world. Not just a few, but the entirety of the world. This year, the COVID-19 has been a great distraction, along with the accusations of blame and then the counter-accusations. We can get caught up in it. And it has certainly interfered with our assembly and other church plans. I want to read a few words from a letter from Mr. Kubik and Mr. Lynn Morton. At the beginning of the letter, quoting, "We might have very strong opinions about the efficiency of masks or strong views about what is happening politically. However, we must have peace at services on the Sabbath." Further along in the letter, still quoting, "Right now, our adversary is stirring up strife and division in the world and in the church. If we let this divide us, what will become of us when real persecution comes?" End of quote. We cannot let this distract us from our mission, preaching the gospel throughout the entire world. What has happened with the excessive force of police? And then the overreaction, blaming all law enforcement, and in politics, blaming anyone that believes in law and order, and that has resulted in riots, looting, and even murder. We can easily get very angry ourselves and then be distracted from Christian behavior. The military of any country has always used distractions to conceal their strategy from whoever is their enemy. In this political climate, the opposing parties do everything they can to distract anything positive that their adversary is doing. And it is so easy for us to get caught up in their controversies and be distracted from the purpose God has assigned us to. 2 Timothy 2:4 states, "No one engaged in warfare," that's spiritual warfare, "entangles himself in this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." Christ enlists us as a spiritual soldier. As the song title states, "Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war." We see things happening in the world, and as we are told, we are to watch events in this world. And of course, we're to watch ourselves. For example, we see nations against nations and can be distracted from what the Bible tells us will be the ultimate conflict that will lead up to the tribulation. Another example is that we see a declining interest in religion and even attacks on religious beliefs. But Scripture tells us that there will be great religious deceits and that a great part of humanity will be led astray because of it. You might say a revival of false Christian beliefs. True Christianity will for that period of time be destroyed in favor of false Christianity. So we are told that if possible, even the elect can be deceived, for things are going to get very, very confusing. A lot of distractions. Let's not let that be possible. After all, Christ tells us that, quoting, "See, I have told you these things beforehand." We know these things are coming beforehand because Christ has told us so. But perhaps the greatest distractions that we face are the distractions in our personal lives. This is given in detail in Christ's parable in Matthew, the parable of the sower. We know what it says, but let's read it. Matthew 13, 1 through 9. I had my Bible turned to that. Barbara has turned it to Daniel.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
13.
Matthew 13. I've got a new Bible, and it is kind of hard to see. This looks like it's verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Different kinds of distractions. How many have we seen that were called into the Church of God that attended one service, perhaps a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then the seed was snatched away by Satan? Others for a longer period of time, but the cares of this world, riches and so forth, many, many distractions carry them away. We cannot let that happen. We cannot be distracted from our purpose. Christ uses other parables that distractions can lead people away from his clear instructions to us. You know those parables, and I cannot go into them in a sermonette. You know, there's going to be tough times coming, and those tough times will contain distractions and deceits. We need to be renewing the new man day by day. That is daily Bible study, certainly prayers throughout the day, occasional fastings. Renewing the new man day by day so that we can worship God in spirit and in truth, and not let any distractions deceive us and carry us away from the truth that we know. But it can happen. By any of those things I've already mentioned that can affect any in this world, but can also affect us in God's church. Maybe some things I haven't mentioned. Financial problems, health problems, loss of a loved one, marriage problems or other family problems. And you could go on and on. But we must not be distracted from our ultimate goal, the solution to all problems, problems that cannot be solved by mankind under the influence of Satan, problems that will be solved by the kingdom of God on earth as it is now in heaven.